We are gathered today for an intervention, right here on your radio dial. I had hoped it wouldn't come to this, but it has. People of New Orleans, we have a problem. We're addicted to festivals. Now, as I'm still relatively new here, I'm not sure how this addiction got started. The first jazz fest? The first Greek fest? Maybe it's like the Big Bang Theory. You know, millions of years ago, there was one lone festival on this swampland we now call home. Then, pow, there was a massive explosion, and that one fest became gazillions of fests with their very own calendar. What I am sure of is that even in this city of indulgence, New Orleans has an overabundance of festivals. There are the big ones, like Jazz Fest and Voodoo Fest, the medium ones, like Bayou Boogaloo and Crescent City, and the small ones that can and do literally fit in a backyard, like Chaz Fest. Our festivals run all year, from Creole Gumbo in March to Zydeco in June, right through Swamp, Fringe, and Pawboy festivals in November. The cruelest is Satchmo Fest, which includes a massive second line down Rampart Street at high noon in August, earning it the nickname Sweatfest. Our streets have festivals in New Orleans, our authors have festivals, our hogs have festivals, for a cause. Even our cracklins have festivals. It don't matter. Stick the name Fest on the end of something and New Orleanians will show up like a bunch of hip-swaying, toe-tapping zombies. In fact, our addiction is so severe that I bet the federal government could increase tax receipts dramatically if it designated April 15th as Tax Fest Day. I can see it now. A white tent pitched outside the Mid-City Post Office on Jeff Davis, Kristen Diabla, Shannon Powell, and Kermit up on that stage, Abita on tap, and crawfish on the menu. The price of admission would be your completed return on an actual IRS form, not the back of a napkin. With Tax Fest, New Orleanians would immediately become America's number one city for on-time tax filers, just like we used to be number one in readership of our daily newspaper, when we had a daily newspaper. Now, I know what you're thinking. He's being a bit over the top about this festival thing. It's not that bad. Or maybe you're even telling yourself, we can stop at any time. In which case, I have two words for you. Melaton Fest. For WWNO, this is Brett Will Taylor.